So the man had two sons in the parable. And it's not the prodigal son. It's a different, you know, gospel. So what is the difference between these two sons? Right? The father asks both of his sons to work in the vineyard, right? And the first son says no, but changes his mind and goes to work. And the second son says yes, but changes his mind and doesn't go to work, right? So no, yes, yes, no. Did you get that? And then he asks, so which one did the father's will? Which one? The first one, the one who said no and then changed his mind and said yes, right? Jesus relates the first son to the tax collectors, the prostitutes, the sinners who have a change of heart and repent and in the end decide to follow the Lord. And Jesus relates the second son to the chief priests and elders who say yes and are committed to God, but they don't follow it up with actions, right? But if you think about it, actually, they both don't do what they say, right? If you're gonna say no, then why do you go? Or if you say yes, then why do you not go, right? But why does Jesus prefer the first son rather than the second one, right? And there are many explanations, but I think one explanation might be that because perhaps there was no expectation for the first son because he already said no. Right? There was no expectation for the first son, but the second son, he already said yes. He was already committed, right? And it's something like this. Do you have a little brother or a little sister? Or growing up, did you have a little brother? Or were you the older brother or the older sister, right? And do you always get along with each other? For the most part, right? For the most part, I hope so, right? But yes, we do get into fights with your brothers and sisters. And when you get into a fight, right, who's the one that usually gets in trouble? I mean, I don't know because I'm an only child, so. but you tell me. You enlighten me here, right? Who's the one that usually gets in trouble? The older one? Oh, why? You should know better. You should know better, right? But they said, well, that's not fair because, well, she started it. She started pushing me, so I just pushed back. It don't matter, right? It doesn't matter who started it, whose fault it is, right? The parents look to the older one and say, what? You should know better. That's not how you treat your little brother or your little sister, right? And the little one, especially if your little brother or little sister is like 2-3 years old, right? They really don't know any better. Right? So there's really no expectation. But then the older one, especially the oldest son or the oldest daughter, there's a lot of expectation for you, right? Poor thing, you know? And you're already committed. Right? Like you should have known better, right? And that's similar for the father. The one who said yes, right? He should have known better because he's already committed. The one who said no, if he comes, great. If he doesn't come, well, I wasn't expecting it anyways, right? Now, it's also something like when you go out as a family for dinner or something like this at a restaurant, big difference between having a reservation at the restaurant and not having a reservation at the restaurant, no? Big difference. Because if you do not have a reservation at the restaurant, it's kind of like that first son. You go in. And it's like, and you ask the host or the hostess and say, you know, party of five here, okay? And, well, yeah, sir, you can sit down, relax, 15 minutes, we'll call you. Oh, that's great. That's great. I wasn't expecting it, but 15 minutes, we can sit down for 15 minutes, right? But if they say, I'm sorry, but the wait is like 3 hours. And you're like, well, bummer. But we don't have a reservation, okay? So, I mean, it's, right? Then you just go to another place. Now, if you had a reservation, if you made a reservation 7 p.m., right? Right after this mass, 7 p.m. at somewhere, and you go there, okay, why? You know, Jeff, party of five, here it is, okay? And if they tell you, oh yeah, please, sir, have a seat right away. You expect that, right? What if they say, well, yeah, you made the reservation, but just have a seat. We'll call you in about 3 hours. What are you going to say? What is this? I have a reservation. I'm expecting. I thought you already committed to me. I thought you already set up a table. Or vice versa, if you have a reservation, party of 5, 7 o'clock, and you decide, well, I'm tired. Let's just stay at home. Let's just not go to the restaurant. How about that? What happens then? Then you're a jerk, you know? You make a reservation. You make a reservation and you don't show up. Come on, man. You know, you should be a gentleman, right? And that's why at some restaurants, they say, oh, yeah, sure, party of 5, no problem. We just need your credit card information, right? Just in case you don't show up, we want you to be committed. You know what I mean? Same thing. For us, which category or what category do we fall into? Like the first son or like the second son? Right? Or let's look at this in a Christian perspective. Let's look at this in the point of spirituality. Raise your hand if you're baptized, right? Members of the baptized, right? Yes. If you are a member of the baptized, you would fall into the second category. Second category, right? And let me remind you, the second son. What did the second son do? He said yes, but didn't show up, right? Kind of like the we should know better kind of category, right? Kind of like the we already made reservations. And in fact, the moment that you were baptized, doesn't matter if you went to the RCIA and you were baptized at 90 years old, or if you're baptized after 9 days, right? At the moment that you were baptized, you or your parents and godparents made reservations for heaven. At the moment that you were baptized, you began your life, eternal life in glory. You made reservations for heaven. And you made big time commitments. Big time commitments. What are the baptismal promises that you made? See, you don't remember. You don't remember it, but you remember saying, yes, 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 I do. Just like at the rite of marriage, you know? Right, Pam? Right, Pam? Do you promise? Oh, yeah, yes, yes, yes. Faithful, yes, yes, yes. Love and honor, yes. Good times and bad, yes, yes, yes. Right? What are the questions that are asked of you before receiving the sacrament of baptism or asked the parents or the godparents? What are the baptismal promises? It's very similar to every Sunday Mass or every holy day of obligation. After the homily, what happens? What happens? You go home? You pay up? What happens? Renew our baptismal promises. What are those promises, Miss Gudo? help me out here. Help me out. Huh? Well, let me get there, okay? Let's think about it. But it's something like, how many times have we said yes? Like, yes, 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 but then not really follow up or don't show up or don't do the thing. Like, for example, when the parents ask their children, hey, son, hey, you know, my daughter, did you do your homework? And what do you say? Oh, yes, 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 right? Even if you didn't do it, my yes means that I'm eventually going to do it. Yes, yes. Or if your spouse asks you, honey, you know, I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to pick up some stuff, you know. Can you please do me a favor and, I don't know, just get the chicken and thaw out the chicken or something like this. Or can you do me a favor and just clean up the kitchen area or take out the trash? I'll be right back. And you say, yes, 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 yes. And then when they come back, right? Or when you talk to a coworker or your manager or at work or your boss or other people, when you talk to me or the priest, you know, whatever, blah, 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 and you say, oh yes, 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 yes. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Father. Sure. You know, but then what? Who knows? Right? You might not do it exactly, right? So, same thing. Every Sunday Mass, right? Every Sunday, right after the, right immediately after the homily, right? You're called to renew your baptismal promises by reciting the yeah, it could be either one, Nicene or Apostles, but reciting the creed, right? And this time, this Sunday, I'm going to ask you in the form of a question so you can say yes. You can say yes, I do, right? But really ask yourself, right? Do you renounce sin? Do you renounce the lure of evil, Satan, the author, prince of sin? Do you truly believe in God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, God the Holy Spirit? Do you truly believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting, right? We say yes every Sunday. I don't know. Maybe I have deaf ears. Maybe it might happen tonight at this Mass. Who knows? But to this day, when I ask these questions, I have never heard somebody say no. Everybody, 100%. Everybody say, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. You know? But then do we really mean it? Or are we like the second son who say, yes, yeah, Dad, I'll be there. I got you. I'll be there to work. And you don't show up. You know? And in order for us to truly mean what we say and say what we mean, right? You got to be more like the first son who had a change of mind, who had a change of heart because he recognized his fault. He recognized his sins. And when we recognize our sins, our shortcomings, the times that we have fallen into temptation, right? The lure of evil, Satan, the times that we have not followed God, the times that we did go against the church, the times that we couldn't forgive somebody, the times when we can acknowledge our faults, then we are more inclined to go to the Father's vineyard. Then we are more inclined to return, right? But every time we just keep saying, yeah, 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 you're like a bobblehead. It's like a bobblehead, you know? Joe Montana bobblehead. Yeah, 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 yeah. I have a headache right now, okay? Okay, so, right? You just say yes? I'm pretty sure. You can be wrong. Like I said, who knows? I'm going to ask these questions. This might be the first time in my life I hear somebody say no. Who knows, you know? But you're probably pretty much going to say yes. But are you like a bobblehead? Are you like the second son? Or do you really mean what you say or say what you mean? Right? So it's going to be like Easter. I'm going to ask you to renew your baptismal promises. And as you hear these questions, right, ask yourself, well, when have I failed? When have I, as a person, failed in keeping my baptismal promises, in following the creed? Right? And as you listen to the questions, when have I failed in my baptismal promises? When have I failed God? And I ask you, your homework this week, to take a look at the creed, right? There's a longer creed and then a shorter creed. If you want to do the short one, go ahead. Either creed is fine, okay? It's both acceptable, right? But take a look at the creed, either the Apostles or the Nicene Creed. Take a look at the creed, read it, pray over the creed, and ask yourself, well, yeah, I said yes to all these things, but this one, I... Right? Ask yourself that. Recognizing those faults. That's what's going to help us to return to God and be more like the first son. Right? And also, another commitment that I ask from the priest here at our parish is, do you know this little thing? Show and tell. Here it is. What is this? Well, it's a book. It's a book, right? Yeah. Booklet. It's a little burgundy book, and raise your hand if you prayed this last year. Some people. All right. So I ask you to make a commitment, right, starting today, commitment of your time and pray, right? And we ask 6 minutes a day, not 7, not 8, not 20, okay? Just 6, okay? Not 2 minutes either, okay? 6. 6 minutes a day for you to pray and make a commitment of your time and pray. Right? And grow in a relationship with Christ. This is a free gift from us to you. Okay? So take advantage. And I think it's one booklet per adult or young adult. Right? Or if you know somebody, you could take one for a friend. That's okay too. All right? But the key is 6 minutes a day, every day, we ask you to start today. Okay?